Okay, bit of a rant, short one, but this is something that has got under my skin numerous times. And a new piece of information, a new piece to the puzzle. There's always a new one on this one. Look, Canada Dry has traditionally been a soft beverage brand, but now in Canada, it is the new reality. They have set new guidelines, recommendations for the amount of alcohol you drink, and the recommendation effectively says you might as well not bother. They're recommending effectively not drinking at all. Okay, if you're a man, you can have two alcoholic drinks a week. Okay, might as well not bother opening that bottle, quite frankly. So this is the issue that I have with this. Look, is this the best medical advice there is? If that's your sole concern, the health concerns, maybe it is. Even then, it's a very one-dimensional piece of advice, isn't it? Because how do you equate that? Somebody else is deciding for you what the level of risk is and what the point is. And is two drinks better than one drink? Yeah, but maybe we're still going to say two drinks. Just give us the stats, right? Just tell us, right? If we had 10 drinks, 20 drinks, 30 drinks, unless you're going to tell us that, it's kind of meaningless. Unless you tell us at the same time what difference these things make, it's useless information. But the bigger problem is that it boils all of us down. When you go to your, when you have a medical at work, when you go to your doctor, dentist, my dentist now lectures me on this every time, right? When you go to these people, what they're effectively doing is boiling your life down to one metric, which is how long you will live. And it's as if that's all of us care about, because that must be the case. Unless that's all of us care about, this information doesn't really help, does it? Because that is the one metric. When they're giving you this as a recommendation, when they drop this on you as a piece of advice as to how you should run your life, they are not taking account of the enjoyment you get out of your life. They're not considering whether you actually quite enjoy having a drink. It's one of those little pleasures in life that you actually enjoy that makes life a little bit more bearable. What they're saying is, no, 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 the way that you run your life, we assume, is that everything you do just to try and eke out every little second of existence that you can possibly get. That the way that people work is, if there's a giant bonfire in the town to try and celebrate something, that nobody's going to go because, hey, there might be a few carcinogens in the air that could affect us all 30 years down the line. The good point, the beauty in all of this is that that isn't how people live their lives. People actually do like to gain some enjoyment out of their lives. And so they equate these different things together, don't they? But this statistic doesn't help you do that. It's just a bald number and a recommendation that, quite frankly, that you don't do it, right? I mean, I swear that if there was a study that showed that enjoying yourself shaved a few seconds off your life, that very soon there would be government advice in all the Western countries to stop enjoying ourselves. You'd go to your doctor and your doctor would sit there and saying, okay, how many times on average do you enjoy yourself each week, right? And any non-zero answer would get a tut-tut and a ticking off and the suggestion that the government's recommendation is that you actually don't enjoy yourself because it might maximize your lifespan, right? I don't want this kind of advice unless you're honest about what it is. If as a doctor you have a discussion and the doctor asks you, do you enjoy your drink? How much fun do you get out of that? And then says, oh, well, that's all very good. But just bear in mind that there is a scale of risk and that we recommend that if what you're interested in solely is trying to maximize your health and lifespan, that this is the cutoff point. If you give the advice in that context, then fine. In my entire life, it has never, ever been given in that context. It's just a government recommendation based on this idea that somehow they know what you're concerned about and that the only thing you're concerned about in life is how long you're going to live and not how much you actually enjoy the life that you have. Okay, that's it. Thank you for watching. Bye for now.